So Disdained by Neville Shute. Read by Stephen Thorne. Preface. The greater part of this book is based upon my written statement to the Foreign Secretary, dated April the 6th, 1927. Reference has also been made to the official notes of my evidence before the Italian secret police, given through the British Vice Consul at San Remo on March the 26th, 1927, and to the deposition sworn before the Italian civil authorities by Captain Philip Stenning, DSO MC, upon the same day. I am indebted to the Foreign Office for permission to redraft the less confidential portions of these documents, and to Lord Arnor for permission to detail certain personal events without which this account would hardly be complete. These are the dry bones of my story, and it may well be urged that the time has not yet come when they can be brought to life unbiased. But memory is short. In this book, and before my recollections have grown dim, with the great assistance of my wife, I have tried to set down something of the history of that great pilot and most involuntary adventurer who came to me in the night, stayed with me for 5 days, and went. Peter L. Moran, The Old Hall, Under Sussex. And then none shall be unto them so odious and disdained as the traitors, who have sold their country to a stranger and forsaken their faith and obedience contrary to nature or religion, and contrary to that humane and general honour, not only of Christians, but of heathen and irreligious nations, who have always sustained what labour soever, and embraced even death itself, for their country, prince, and commonwealth. Sir Walter Raleigh.